With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some of America's traditional allies forging new partnerships with Beijing. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the past few weeks, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been hosting several Western leaders who are seeking improved relations with the world's second largest economy. The list of allies includes the Canadian and British prime ministers. Germany's chancellor is also expected to visit Beijing. These American partners are exploring opportunities with China following clashes with President Trump over tariffs and his demands to take over Greenland from NATO ally Denmark. The president has warned that it's dangerous for U.S. allies to do that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Homeland Security will no longer intervene in protest in Democrat-led cities.
President Donald Trump says he has told Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to not intervene in protests in Democrat-led cities unless local authorities ask for federal help. This amid increased criticism over his administration's immigration crackdown.
The crime-ridden cities are all Democrat-run cities. And if they want help, they have to ask for it. Because if we go in, all they do is complain.
But Trump writes on his Truth social media site, quote, "We will, however, guard and very powerfully so any and all federal buildings that are being attacked by these highly paid lunatics, agitators, and insurrectionists," end quote. Donna Water, Washington.
Late in the week, the Senate voting to fund most of the government through the end of September while carving out a temporary extension for Homeland Security funding, giving Congress 2 weeks to debate new restrictions there. President Trump has struck the spending deal with Senate Democrats Thursday in the wake of the deaths of two more protesters in Minnesota. This is SRN News. Is America having a revival? Here's Michael Harrington.
The answer is a resounding maybe. There are a lot of small polls that indicate an uptick in the percentage of young people who are reading the Bible and going to church. It started after Charlie Kirk's assassination last year. However, the big national polls still indicate a broad decline in Christianity in the U.S., with non-religious people now accounting for more than 25% of the population. More religious young people could change that picture eventually. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pew Research Center says 43% of parents in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of moms and dads say they talk about faith with the kids on a regular basis. 20% say they are raising their youngsters in a very religious household. 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. This is SRN News. Well, the government says U.S. life expectancy rose to the highest mark in American history.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report life expectancy rose to 79 years in 2024. The increase is due not only to the easing of the COVID-19 pandemic, but also to declining death rates from heart disease, cancer, and drug overdoses, some of the nation's top killers. Preliminary statistics suggest a continued improvement in 2025. Life expectancy is an estimate of the average number of years a baby born in a given year might expect to live, based on death rates at that time. It's also a fundamental measure of a population's health.
That is correspondent Marcelo Sanchez reporting. Researchers at Washington State University using collar cams to study a remote population of grizzly bears on Alaska's North Slope. More details, srnnews.com.